Blog Talk Radio.
I haven't seen all there is to see, but I've seen quite a bit. I've seen things I'll always remember, some things I wish that I could forget. I haven't quite been around the world, but I've been around a lot. I know that distances are meaningless, like the hands that move around the clock. And I know that love is everywhere, always safe, always true. And exactly where it comes from is where it's going to. Your heart to mine, my heart to yours. Talk about opening windows, talk about opening doors. My heart to yours, your heart to mine. Love is a light that shines from heart to heart. Like diamonds in the heavens, enough to brighten the darkest of night. There's another side to sorrow, as there is to everything. Like the other side of loneliness, is falling in love again. And then you know that there's an answer to the suffering you see. And though it is still as simple as you and me. And you know the love is everywhere, always safe, always true. And exactly where it comes from is where it's going to. Your heart to mine,
your heart to mine,
my heart to yours.
My heart to yours.
Talk about opening windows,
talk about opening doors.
My heart to yours,
my heart to yours,
your heart to mine,
your heart to mine.
Love is a light that shines from heart to heart. Your heart to mine,
your heart to mine,
my heart to yours,
my heart to yours.
Talk about opening windows,
talk about opening doors.
My heart to yours,
my heart.
Everyone, welcome to River Spirit Messages Prayer Circle and Healing Group. Have Amelia Palumbut on the line with me. It's probably, I have a feeling it's going to be a short show tonight. Well, I shouldn't call this a show. We have River Spirit Messages radio show on Thursdays, but I forgot about the Super Bowl's going on, I think. I don't think it's over yet, so we may not have many people calling unless they're praying for the Falcons or the Patriots all of a sudden. So how are you, Amelia?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well.
Is the game still going?
There's only a few minutes left of the game, and it's a real close game.
Oh, is it? What's the score?
You know what? I don't know what the score is now because I've been in here for the last 10 minutes or so.
Oh. Well, see, I've got this jinx. Everyone in my family knows it. If I'm pulling for a team, I am not allowed by my family to watch the game because – this has happened since I've been in fifth grade. whatever team I'm pulling for, if I watch that game on TV, they will lose 100% of the time. So I can't tell you I'm from Louisiana and LSU will be playing in the playoffs or any game, and my parents, my sister, my mom, my brothers would call and leave me messages to say, look, the game's on CBS. Do not watch CBS. Or the game's at this time. Do not watch it. So I don't even want to say which team I'm pulling for because I don't want to jinx them. Because I'm really not into either team, right, to be honest with you. But anyway, it's just this weird thing. If I watch a football game and I'm pulling for that team, they're going to lose every time. It's just kind of a very weird deal. So anyway, I want to welcome everyone. I'm just going to get started here because I need prayers myself. And I don't usually do this, but I'm asking for prayers for me. I am praying that God will give me the guidance and the right person to talk to with my situation I'm in. It's getting dire. I have to have this situation remedied by Wednesday or I'm going to be in big trouble. So I just need prayers for me to be able to talk to the right person. So that's what I'm praying for. Thank you. Thank you very much. I just need to know what to do. I'm really at one of those places in my life I do not know what to do. I'm in a quandary, so hold on a second. Cat fight. Hold on. Sorry. Okay, Amelia, do we have anybody in chat?
Yeah, I didn't ask if there were any prayer requests, but I will do that now.
Well, I have another prayer if we're going to do this. I need, and I usually don't have a problem with this, and maybe I'm just experiencing it right now, but I need to, yeah, because this just usually doesn't bother me. I'm a very politically active person. I'm an activist for sure. Usually posts go in one ear and out the other. I may have discourse with people on Facebook and, you know, I might have a bannering going back and forth, but that's as far as it goes. It never goes into my psyche. It doesn't go into my body. I don't get high blood pressure. I don't get mad. I just say what I got to say and go on. But I just read a post that just really aggravated me. And so I need, and I'm sure it'll pass in a few minutes, but I'm really having an issue, God. I need help with this, with people who are uninformed, uneducated, and they are so self-righteous and judgmental and intolerant and call you names when they're the ones who have done zero research and believing lies, and then they get on their moral high horse and tell you that you're a bad person and you're wrong when they're the ones who really don't know what they're talking about. And I don't mean that egotistically. I mean, seriously, they don't know what they're talking about, but they call you. They get very self-righteous, indignant, intolerant, and they point the finger at you for telling the truth. So I just need some, I don't know if I want patience, because, you know, when you ask for patience, then you get situations that teach patience. So, no, I don't want to ask for patience. And I'm not intolerant. I understand that they don't have enough knowledge of what they're talking about. So what am I looking for here, Amelia? I'm not looking for tolerance. I'm not looking for patience. I understand that they don't know what they're talking about. What is the word I want? Acceptance. I guess I just need acceptance. I know I can accept that. I don't know. I'm just in a weird mood. Just pray that I find peace in my life. There we go. Let's just pray for peace. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. What about you, Amelia? Or anybody in chat?
Yeah, not in chat right now. My prayer would be, I know I mentioned this last week, but again, because grief is a very difficult emotion or state to deal with, and I would just like to request a special prayer for two very good friends of mine, the ones that lost their son on Christmas Day to an overdose. They're having a really difficult time, and although the facade is very positive, and I know they're both very they're of strong faith, and acceptance and tolerance. They're really just good people. But I think any time something unnatural happens in anyone's life, grief is the difficult thing to deal with, but the loss of a child, I can't even imagine, you know, what it's like. And for it to happen under those circumstances, you feel as if the person was snatched away from you, you know, without ever having given an opportunity to say goodbye or to make peace
right.
with it. It's a very loving family, and they're really having a difficult time getting through it. So they're very grateful for all the support of friends and prayers and just everything. But they're just really having a tough time getting through the day-to-day stuff. I didn't realize it, sister of the woman and her nephew were the ones that actually found him because they weren't in town. So it's also for the extended family, not just the immediate family, because they're all dealing with it. So if we can offer up a prayer for that, I would appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Yep, grief is hard. It doesn't matter whether it's a person or a job or, you know, whatever it is that we lose, grief is just, it's a loss. And we realize that when we have that situation or anything like that, we have to find a new normal because our old way will never be the same again. Our old life will never be the same. So you have to find a new normal. And the shock's wearing off for these people and reality is hitting them. And that's just really sad. I'm so sorry for them. I feel really bad for them. I'd like to pray. Lisa hasn't called in 2 weeks now, and I want to make sure she's okay. Last time she called, she was on antibiotics and had really bad bronchitis. So if we could pray for Lisa and her sons, Tyler and Conrad, and her significant other, I'd appreciate it. Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, Amelia, anything else?
Nothing like now in chat. I'm sure you folks will let me know if there is. People that call in and request prayers, Pat and I continue the prayer work individually during the week. We joke with each other because we sometimes feel like we're in prayer 24/7.
Right.
I find myself praying in my sleep or dreaming about praying. So it's definitely part of my life now. I would just like to offer a prayer of thanks for this life and all the love of our family and friends and some folks that we don't know that reach out to us and make us smile and give us a lift when we need it most. And if you could just please, Lord, just continue to shed the light of love and of truth. We can only expect to influence people one person at a time. People can only change if they decide to make a change themselves. It's when you think how difficult it is to change one thing about yourself, because we all have bad habits, you can just well imagine how difficult it is to change, you know, the mind or thinking of someone else. So that's all, a prayer of gratitude, and please continue to shed the light so that we can see our path a little bit more clearer. Thank you very much for your prayer. I have a prayer request from Jay, who's in chat.
Hey, Jay.
I'll read exactly what it wrote because it was very well put. Namaste, everyone, from a motel room in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. My mom was admitted to the hospital this weekend, and mom is having a procedure to unblock a clogged duct in the pancreas this Monday morning. And remember from last week, his mom's name is Yumi, and he's asking for all our prayers today and also on Monday. Yeah, no, I know. The time delayed, love, hello. So if you could please join me in prayers for Yumi, who's undergoing a procedure on Monday. And we'll hope that everything goes well and she comes through with flying colors. I really believe in the power of prayer. And also to bring some comfort and some peace, difficult time for anyone, but especially someone that you care for and love so deeply when they're going through such a critical time. So if you could join me in that prayer, I would appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I just want you to know the battery just started beeping on this phone. Now it had a full charge. If people want to talk about energy, here's a perfect example. This phone had a full charge. I've only spoken to one person for 1 minute all day. And just the last few minutes, you see what happens when you get aggravated or your kinetic energy becomes extremely strong? I drain batteries and I blow up light bulbs when I get like this. I can't even tell if I've got a chart, if I've got one bar. It's showing me that I have absolutely no bars on this battery. Yeah, I had a full charge just right before I called in. So if it goes dead, Amelia, I'll have to go to the other room and get a different phone. That's how much I've drained this battery, just getting a little perturbed. So see how important our energy is and our thoughts and our emotions. Our emotions truly can, they have a profound effect on us. And so this right here is a perfect example. Right before I called in, I was reading a post. I got aggravated. I wasn't angry. I just got aggravated, and I drained the battery on my phone. So do you see how energy works, everyone? This is what we do. Okay, Amelia, do you have a prayer? We have a Skype caller, it looks like.
Well, let me click on the call. It's over in chat. Hello? Hello, Skype caller. How are you tonight?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Marie from Arizona.
Hey, Marie, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
Doing good, hanging in there. Are you a first-time person? Is this the first time you've called in?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and do a prayer so you can kind of get a feel for what we do. Anything you want to pray for, there's no limits here, okay? And what we do is we'll say a prayer, and then when you feel the energy has stopped, then just say thank you, and we'll go on to the next person. So I'll go ahead with the prayer now, and then we'll come to you when I get through, okay?
Okay.
I wanted Jay to know that Amelia said a very beautiful prayer for you after you hung up last week, Jay. I just wanted you to know that Amelia was such a heartfelt prayer for you, for peace and comfort and love to you. So I just wanted to know that. I don't think you heard it, but it was right after. I think you hung up right before she said it. But anyway, I'd like prayer requests, please, for my mom, Lenny, L-E-N-N-I-E. She's still out in Arizona working with my brother. And I'd like prayers for my brother, Billy. He's a lawyer. He's got this humongous lawsuit that starts tomorrow. I think everything's kind of riding on this. The patient, his client, has had 7 years of medical conditions, and this man really needs justice. So my mother's out there helping him. So I'm praying for Lenny and Billy and for the client and for justice to be served so that this poor guy that was hurt gets taken care of medically. Thank you.
I want prayer requests for justice for my brother. He was murdered in 2004.
Oh, goodness.
And Yeah, we still haven't had no justice, so the case has been reopened after all these years, and I just want prayer for justice for my brother.
Can we have his first name, initial of his first name?
Yes, it's E. His name is Ernie.
Ernie, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When you feel the energy, when you feel that the energy has slowed down, if it's 5 seconds or 20 seconds, because what happens is when we say a prayer, then we go quiet, and then you'll feel the energy stop, and then just say thank you, okay? Because I don't want to interrupt your prayer time. So here we go. We're going to pray for Ernie.
Thank you.
Is his name Ernesto?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I've never heard that. I've never known anyone with that name before. I don't know if you know me. I'm an intuitive person. And I get the message that he was, it wasn't really, was it like a bad deal that went down with some other guys? And he just, anyway, the point is, people come to me that are in spirit form. And he's fine. He wants his family to know how much he loves you, and he's fine. And he said his name was Ernesto.
Yes, so, it is. We call him Ernie for short.
Okay. Well, I've never met anyone with his name before, but he's just sending so much love and peace and wanting everyone to know that whether justice is served or not, that makes people like humans feel better, but that he's great. He's gone to spirit. And that's what I tell people. You know, when people pass over, when they die, when you leave the body, some people hang around the earth for a while. They're not ready to go to God or spirit creator, whatever you want to call it. You know, they're earthbound. They have things. They don't want to be dead, or they don't even know they're dead, or they're tied to the planet here or to people. And then some people, when they leave the body, they go straight to spirit. They're totally one with God, and then they come back, you know, to help and communicate and send love and guidance and protection for people that they love. So,
right.
He has gone to spirit. He's totally fine.
That makes me feel so good that he's already crossed over then.
Yeah, he's crossed over. His spirit, he's got a very strong spirit. He had a very big heart. Even though he might have made some crazy choices in his life, he was a good person. And even though he might have gotten confused and done silly things like we all do, his soul was very strong. He had a very strong, he has a very strong light. So he wants you to know, no matter how it turns out, he just wants you to have peace about it by knowing that he is perfectly 300%, he's saying. Three is his lucky number, he said three.
That was the day that he left. It was on the 3rd of December.
Oh, well, he's saying that was lucky.
Yeah.
That was lucky he got home. I'm a registered nurse. I worked ICU, ER, so I've seen a lot of people pass, and to me, that's when you get to go home, you know.
Right, that's probably what, yeah.
Earthlings, most people are afraid. We physical people are afraid of dying. Most people are afraid to die, but I have no fear of death anymore after experiencing it with other people and seeing what I've seen as an intuitive person. This is not home. When we're here on planet Earth, we're here to learn, to teach, to grow, but this isn't our true home. When your body passes and your soul leaves, that's when you get to go home. So, is there a grandmother that passed over the grief of this?
Yes, it is. Yes, there is.
Okay. Well, she's with him. And who's there, Maria, besides you? Was your mother there? She's handing a red rose to me. That shows ultimate love. Is your mother still upset about this, or is there another female?
Yes, my mom's still in severe depression, and her name is Rosie.
Oh, well, there's your rose. Okay.
Maria would be her Nina. Her Nina's passed over the same year around that time. Yeah.
I've got chill
and she's
bumps.
An older woman.
Okay, well, I've got chill bumps. That's whenever I get chill bumps, that's 100% proof, truth, okay?
Confirmation.
From head to toe, I've got chill bumps all over. So these, I wish your mother would feel the love that they're sending her. And the red rose is just so symbolic, I guess, of her name, but of just pure love. And so the grandmother's like patting her on her and kissing her on the top of her head, wanting her to have peace. So, are you still there? Because my phone battery's going dead.
Yes, I am.
Okay,
I
want to get
here
out before my phone goes dead. Just know that Ernesto, because that's what he called himself, Ernesto and the grandmother, they're together, and they're surrounding your family like with these huge angel wings of these beautiful white feather wings of love and comfort and peace. And you can actually smell. I smell like wings. I smell like the feathers. It's such a
yes,
beautiful smell. I can smell it. So whenever
we usually find feathers.
Okay, well, that's what they're telling me, like feathers and coffee. If you smell coffee for some reason,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if the grandmother drank coffee, but anyway, the point is that there's so much love no matter what the case. If you could let go of what human justice is, because
okay.
God's justice is ultimate.
Right, right.
Spirit Creator's justice is ultimate. So as human beings, if we can let go of that anger and that rage and that depression from there not being
mm-hmm.
what we're quotation marks calling justice, because believe me, they're going to get justice in another way. They're not going
right.
to get out of life without it not coming back on them. But that's not up for us. So that's
right,
his
right.
that no matter how it turns out, even if the police, if it's another dead end or the witnesses won't come forward or just whatever, please don't put, in other words, tell your mom to quit worrying about the case and remember
mm-hmm.
the love. Just,
remember
you know, if you need to be involved with the case, be involved, but don't let it be so consuming that, you don't, that you're not living. And he wants her to plant flowers. She flowers and she doesn't do that anymore? Or she used
yeah,
to have...
she just stopped everything. She secluded herself in her bedroom and she's been bedridden for the past 13 years.
Okay, well,
and now it's catching up to her and she's becoming ill now physically.
Right. Well, that's what he's showing me. Like, she needs to get her hands back out in the dirt. Y'all need to get her out
okay.
of the bed and give the message, please. Give her this message that there's so
I
much
sure will.
To her and that God's justice will take care of it. And it doesn't matter. I look at it this way. I've seen so many people in intensive care that shouldn't have made it, and they walk out the hospital. And I've seen people that should have made it that didn't. So I learned when
right.
I was 21 years old working in intensive care. I worked SICU at a charity hospital. All these gunshots and stabbings and drug people and all this stuff I've witnessed, I really
mm-hmm.
learned very young age, I'm 6, that when it's your time to go, when God says, come on, it's time to go home, there's no nurse or doctor that can save you because your
right.
conscience is up. You've learned what you needed to learn and you've taught what you need to teach and it's your time to go home. And we have no say-so in the matter. That's between God and the person who leaves. We,
right.
we can't stop it. We can't prevent it. And so his mission was complete.
Really, he was a college student. He was just going to graduate that year. He left 6 children
yeah.
behind.
But I'm telling
mm-hmm.
you, I'm 100% convinced when it's your time to go, it's your time to go. And God's the one who declares that, no one else.
Right, right. And I thank
one
you
else.
So much that, I mean, I feel really, you know, I feel more at comfort. I feel more comforting that, you know, he's at peace.
Well, he's
and
around.
As long as he's at peace, yeah.
Was there a cat? Is there a white cat or a cat?
You know, when he passed away, there was an orange, more whitish cat that came around when he passed away and would come into the house and lay in his bedroom. And we'd never seen the cat before, but when he passed away, this cat started coming around. Yes, there was.
Yeah, he's talking about the cat. That was his message.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I know that. I don't know you from Adam. I've never spoken to you. So this is what's
yeah.
spirit. Like when I do readings for people, they give little trivial bits of information like that to validate to you that my messages are real. I'm not just full of bull. And it also validates to me that I'm tuned in because how could I know that?
You're right. I know I've never spoken to you. And I mean, and you're
yeah,
spot on about everything. Yeah.
So he's showing you that this confirmation to you that he wants you to have this message to really pray about it and think about it and help your mom get over this grief because he's fine. He
okay.
is fine, and they'll be together again, and the grandmother's just sending so much love, and there's some kind of food y'all need to cook she used to make. Pico something? Was there something that she used to cook that had fish? Some kind of, I'm seeing like tomato sauce and fish. I don't know. I don't know what this is, but you need to get, your mother needs to get back to cooking again and doing things that
yes,
are creative that help her tune into spirit. Does she like to cook? Does she used to cook or something?
Yes,
or the
she
grandmother?
Was always in the kitchen, yes. My grandma would always have food on the table as well.
Okay, well, that's the thing. You need to get your mom back. Maybe just get her to start cooking again. So, I really miss this. You know, take baby steps with her. But Ernesto's
yes.
saying she needs to get her hands in the dirt because the soil has energy in it. And that helps us to ground. And your mother's not grounded. She's off in her mind. Okay? She needs to get back to the planet Earth and living on this Earth while she's still here. And so when you dig in the dirt, it grounds you. It gives you creative energy. And that you actually benefit from the soil helps with depression. I'm guessing.
Wow.
No one's ever told me that. But I know I used to love to do it. So even if you can bring potted plants into the house or get one of those seed things that have like 18 cups where you put the seeds and then where you grow the little plantlings, the little seedlings, and then put them in the garden.
Right.
Go get her some seeds and get her to pick out flower colors. Say, Mom, which colors? We got to have flowers around here. Get her interested in little things, baby steps. You don't want to overwhelm her, but he wants y'all all to let go of justice and let God have justice. Go through the court case if that's what the lawyers and the police want, but just for you personally, let go of the anxiety that comes with it, the anger, the shame, the grief, the whole, let it all go.
Let it go, got it.
Take care of these people.
Got it. Thank you so much.
You're so very welcome. Thank you for calling. I just know I'm fixing to lose y'all. If I do, Amelia, y'all can keep praying, and I'll go to the other room. I have to go to a whole other bedroom to get the other telephone. But you said your name is Marie, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, just don't forget about the cat, he's saying. He said to make sure to tell about the cat so the people will know his message is real. That's what he's telling me.
Okay, tell him.
Something about a bathtub. Did one of y'all used to really relax in the tub, or did he like water?
He was found in water.
Oh, well, I don't know what he's talking about.
But the
like
bathtub, I'm not too sure.
She used to, like, I don't know, it's like little things in life. You know, like taking a bath and really enjoying it. You know, just relaxing in a tub. You know, getting her planting flowers, getting her cooking again. I think that's what he's trying to say, the little things.
The little things, okay.
Bring music that makes you laugh and makes you want to get up and dance. Don't play depressing music. And don't watch sad shows and movies. You know, get some laughter. Y'all need laughter back in there.
Right, yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, I don't think talking about him a lot is going to help her at first because it's just so much grief still with her.
Yeah, it is.
So it's not like you want to have this big session of talking about him for an hour because you want to wear her out. But just give these messages and then don't really talk about him that much. Talk about current life. Get her back into the swing of life. You know, you need to live before you die, and she's dying.
Yes, she is, and she hasn't. What it is that she hasn't accepted it. She hasn't accepted it, and I think after she's able to accept it, and then she'll be able to, you know,
share with her what I told you about working as a nurse. I've had patients that came in to the emergency room and into the intensive care where they called the priest out to do last rites. And that patient 6 weeks later walked out of the hospital. Everybody was a miracle. I've seen miracles. And then we've had patients that just they had surgery late in the afternoon and they didn't come out of the anesthesia as quickly as they should. And they didn't want to send them to the floor where a nurse wasn't going to keep their eyes. We would have them what we called ICU overflow. They just put them with us for observation so you'd have somebody around them constantly. And all they, you know, I've seen people like that just crashed at 3 a.m. and died for no reason.
Right.
I was like in shock, like, what happened? What happened? I have seen so many miracles as a nurse, people who shouldn't have made it who did, and I've seen people, like I'm repeating myself, people who had a small surgery, just a little like a wart removed or a mole or something, and they reacted to the anesthesia and died. You know, it's just,
wow.
I'm just telling you, I'm convinced, and if there's one thing I can say I'm 100% sure of is when God says to come home, you go home. That's all I can tell you.
Okay.
So if you want to hang on and we'll have prayers, that's great. If you want to hang up, that's great too. That's what we do. We just keep going. So thank you so much. We've got another caller. We're going to go to that, and then I'm probably going to have to go get the other phone, Amelia.
Okay.
But hang
thank
in there,
you.
Marie.
I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling. I'm so happy you called.
Thank you.
Okay, Amelia.
Yeah, the caller is from area code 202. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. This is Naboli. I just want to hold in prayer my family and just this movement forward that we're trying to do towards prosperity.
Okay. Well, let's join. I'm sorry, I didn't hear your name properly. What did you say your name was?
My name is Nabooli.
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 Nabooli. I'm sorry. So it's prayer for your family.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to pray, and when you feel deep, you wait as long as you'd like, whether it's 30 seconds, a minute, we'll all join you in a prayer. And when you feel that your prayer request has been accommodated, just say thank you very much or whatever you would like to say. Okay, please join us in.
Yes, I'm asking to join in prayer to just bring positive energy towards my family and my children specifically as they try to focus and stay focused in their school and all of their endeavors. I'm also asking for prayer for my eldest son that he will be able to find his way and move towards his goal positively as he can. I'm also asking for this healing within me, within my body, my soul, and my mind, help me to continue to be strong for my children and do the things that I have to do on a daily basis. I'm asking that in the God consciousness, Christ consciousness. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Marie, do you have another prayer that you'd like to offer?
I'm just going to continue to listen. I'm still trying to observe, intake what you just, when my brother came through. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's fine, hon. And I have you so, you know, hooked up with all of us. And if you decide later on that you'd like to request another prayer or offer another prayer, right now I'm waiting for Pat to call back in. She went to get her other handheld press phone. This is Amelia. That's okay. I would like to offer a prayer and ask for protection for all of the first responders, the firemen, the paramedics, the emergency medical technicians, the nurses that are out in the field, police officers. Most of them go out of their way and put their lives on the line to save people that are in crisis. And it's a prayer of gratitude because it's a special profession, any of the professions that I mentioned. It takes a tremendous amount of courage, and it's a very compassionate person that does these things. And if you could just join me in a prayer of protection to keep them safe, and to help continue to be able to be in a position to help us when we need them, I would appreciate that. Thank you very much.
I apologize. My phone battery went dead. I'm going to have to start bringing two phones back here for each show instead of just one. I'm so sorry. We had a caller from 202. What was this caller's name?
Nabooli.
I'm sorry?
Nabooli.
Nabooli?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Did you get your prayer?
I did. Thank you.
Okay, good. Thank you. Okay, Amelia, I'm going to let you pick up because I don't know where we are. Is it back to Marie now, maybe?
Marie's going to pray along with us for a while. She didn't have anything specific, so you're next.
I'm next. Okay. I just want to pray, and I hope I'm not repeating the prayer, but all of our veterans, all of our soldiers around the world that are protecting us, the people who have taken the oath to protect us from enemies, foreign and domestic, people who don't know us will never know us, who are willing to put their life on the line literally for an idea of freedom and justice and love for their fellow mankind. I want to pray for all of our soldiers, and we had a group that from Afghanistan that used to call in called the Bottom Line Finders, and I'm hoping they're home. Every week I keep asking for somebody in their group to contact us. I pray for them every single day, several times a day sometimes, and I just would love to hear if they're okay. So if we could put a prayer out for all of our veterans and all of our active duty service people, and especially the Bottom Line Finders, I would appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you so much for that. I sure appreciate it. Okay, do we have anybody in chat that has a request?
Not right now.
Okay. I'm trying to get back into Blog Talk. I don't know, do we have any more callers? Anybody new from when I left?
No, it's Navori, Marie, myself, and you.
Okay, so I guess it's your turn then.
I'd like to offer a prayer.
I don't want to. Just who? It doesn't matter. Just somebody. Let's get some prayers going here.
A lot of folks right now are going through a very difficult time in their lives. They're struggling just to get through the day to day, working and raising families. Caring for each other, sometimes caring for a family member or a friend, and they've got full plates. They really don't have the patience or the tolerance for a lot of this nonsense that's going on. People bickering and fighting over issues that really, when you come right down to it, we all in the United States feel pretty much the same about our freedoms. And I think the personal insult and the sarcasm isn't moving any of us in a forward direction as a way to communicate with each other without being insulting and throwing personal jabs. So I guess I'm just asking for a prayer to be able to communicate with each other in a better way without hurting each other's feelings. Also feeling confident in expressing what our opinions and our beliefs are. Not to stop doing that, because that's what makes the United States the country it is. But to try and use some tact, I guess, and some compassion when we're communicating with each other. Some folks aren't going to change their opinions and beliefs, and that's okay. They're entitled to them. I just don't want people to be hurt or people to be led to believe that freedom of speech means that you can injure someone. Okay, we're not supposed to harm each other. It's one thing to communicate, but it's another thing to rip somebody apart. It's disrespectful. So I guess that's my prayer, that we all exercise a little bit more compassion and acceptance and learn how to communicate in a way that is not harmful. That we try and help each other along the way. Thank you for joining me in that prayer.
Okay, Navori? I'm not pronouncing your name properly. I wish you'd spell it for me.
Yes. Naborle. Naborle.
Okay. I'm trying really hard here.
That's fine.
N-A-B. Okay. Well, usually I have a pen and paper. Oh, wait a minute. Wait. I just found my pen. I'm sorry. Please spell it for me again. I'm one of these visual learners. If I see it written down, it helps me. So N-A-A-B.
O-R-L-E.
That's beautiful. What does that mean?
Well, it's a name. It's a Ghanaian name. And
it's a what name?
Ghanaian, from Africa, Ghana.
Yeah, Ghana.
Yep. It's in my family. It's given to every first female.
Oh, wow.
First female has the same name with additional parts that kind of separate each one, but that's different.
Know who you're talking about, yeah. That's really special, though. Does your family passes that down like that?
They do. They still do it, yeah.
I love that. I love when families carry on traditions. I just love family traditions.
Thank you. That's
beautiful. Do you know what the name means?
Well, it's first flower. That's what it means. It's actually the flower of the Borle part is the flower of the plantain. The plantain plant, we call it Borle.
Oh, mm-hmm. I just love that.
Yep. So that first flower, they call it Borle, and that's it.
I just love that. I'm so glad you taught me that. I'm an anthropology nut, so I'm a geek when it comes to all kinds of stuff like that.
Yes.
Yeah. I love different cultures and different groups of people and their traditions. I can't get enough of it. So thank you for sharing that. So do you have another prayer?
Yeah, I while we were just a minute ago, I was just thinking about our communities and a lot of what we're hearing nowadays. I don't hear anything about people who are homeless. I don't hear anyone saying that they want to help them. So I thought about that. This week it came to my mind a couple times. I just want to say a prayer for for those people who have no one to help them, those people who have no home to live in, who are living in the street or just down and out on their luck. I'm praying tonight that Spirit will be with them and keep with them, give them strength to prevail and get through every day, and that anyone, that Spirit would hold on to the heart of anyone who's willing to help so that we can start moving towards a society that everybody can lay hand on someone else and help someone else and possibly bring an end to all of the grief or even the homelessness and poverty that exists in our nation particularly.
That's wonderful, yes. Okay, well, we're going to pray now, so just let us know when you feel the prayer's over.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I'd like to say a prayer, please, for all the children of this world. There's so much coming to light with all the sexual abuse, all the pedophilia, all the child human trafficking. I was really trying to get involved with that a few years ago, but I'm so far out in the country, it really wasn't feasible. I was trying to help a group in a big town near that. Because the state that I live in, Oklahoma, we're the center of the country, and we have one of the highest rates of human trafficking for sex slaves in the country. All the major interstates go through here, so it's a humongous, just huge, huge problem. And I just, all the little children, I mean, from zero to whatever age, there's no limit to these dark people who, the darkness in their heart and their mind, the mental illness, whatever their issue is, to abuse children this way. And this is worldwide. It's not just here in America. It's a worldwide debacle. It's horrible. I just want to pray for these children. I want to give them hope and peace and protection. And for the people who have them enslaved to be captured and these children to be released. And to have heart and for God to just hold them so close so that when they get free, they can really be free and have a life and not be enslaved in their hearts and minds to what's happened to them. So thank you. Thank you all so much. And anytime during the day when it comes to your mind, please pray for these poor children. It just breaks my heart. It's just so wrong, and it's just it affects their soul. It affects people on the deepest level to be abused in that fashion. If I lived in a place where I could really get active in that, I surely would. So if anytime they come to your mind, just please pray for the children around the world. Thank you. Okay, Amelia?
Yeah, I would just like to offer a prayer just for peace in general. There's so much going on in the world today and so many factions that are fighting each other. Sometimes it's hard to make sense of all of it. It's hard to understand any of it. Some of it's political. Some of it is global. Some of it is based on greed or avarice or control. Some of it's based on just survival and people fighting off people that just want them no longer to be on the face of the earth. It's a very confusing time for all of us, and my prayer would be just that there's got to be a way around all of this. There's got to be a way to find our way through. Not to having the planet completely destroyed because people are having to feel the need that they're in the right or they should have control. It's very troublesome, and I would like to ask for a prayer.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for joining me in that prayer.
Okay. The Borley?
Yes.
You have another prayer request?
Yeah, this is a little bit more personal. I'm just thinking about one of my friends. He's going through a hard time right now in preparation for either getting married or not getting married. It's a time of confusion for him. And so I'm offering this prayer on behalf of Joseph Daggett. I'm praying that Spirit will give Joseph clearness of mind and strength within himself to make decisions that will ultimately bring him happiness. I'm praying that in clarity, he will have ultimate strength to make the decision to move out of his predicament into a life of independence and not abuse. And I'm asking for light, just light surround this young man as he's working through his problems at this time. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. He's got a lot on his mind, doesn't he?
He has a lot on his mind.
Yeah, he does. I just feel such a heaviness in his heart. Poor guy. We'll keep praying for him. Can I have the first initial of his name or his name?
His name is Joseph Daggett.
Okay, just so during the day when he comes to mind, because I'm an energy reader, so
yes.
When I pray for someone, I'm actually seeing their energy field, and
yes.
I don't always have to have a name, of course, but we have a lot of energy associated with our name because people call us that. That's part of our identity. So So it just helps me, like, if I'm praying for someone, if I at least have the initial or their name. So it's Joseph. Okay. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
You know, I want to pray for, this is a spiritual war going on in the planet right now. They've talked about it in the Bible. I mean, I'm not a Bible thumper by any stretch, but if you look at all the things that are happening, it's so obvious. You'd have to be living in a cave forever to not realize that there truly is a battle going on between, and I don't like using the word evil and darkness, because to me, evil and darkness just mean an absence of light or not as much light. There's no right or wrong, because when we come to this planet, we're just coming here to teach, we're coming here to learn, and our home is with God. When we die, Creator is where our home is, with our soul. So all we're coming here to do is to learn lessons, to help each other whatever way we can, because every person's DNA is different. Everyone's body, their mind, their thoughts, their environment have all created them to be unique people. So everyone communicates differently. Everyone has different thoughts, and everyone has different dreams and ambitions, and everyone has a different way of looking at the world around them. So I just would pray that, you know, I've said this before many times, when God created Archangel Michael, who Michael is the number one angel in the hierarchies of heaven with spirit, he's a warring angel. He's not sitting around with an olive branch. He's not sitting around with flowers in his hair. The number one angel to God, to help God and be with God, is a warrior. That tells you how powerful the darkness can be, and it's just pervaded the earth right now. You know, we've got so many light workers here, but we've got so much darkness on this planet right now because there truly is a spiritual war going on in other dimensions that most people can't see with their human eyes, but we're feeling it. We're feeling the anxiety. We're feeling the chaos. We're feeling the jitters. I don't go to sleep till 5 or 6 in the morning because I feel like when the sun comes up, we made it through the night. It's like I'm on this vigil at nighttime now. I'm like I'm working the night shift again as a nurse. It's like I'm on vigil through the night for protecting as many people in the planet and society as I can. And when the sun comes up, then I feel like others can take over. So I've really, on this vigil, I've done this for about 4 or 5 months now. I'm on this nighttime vigil. I cannot go to sleep because I really feel like my job is to help protect the best I can. Well, different people come to the planet for different reasons, and there's different archetypes. You know, in psychology, you have the priestess, you have the priest, psychology breaks down our personalities into different archetypes. But God has created spirits and souls that are like Archangel Michael. They're warriors. You know, Archangel Michael's a healer. He's everything. He's everything. He's not just a warring angel. But the point is that there are spirits and people and human, we're all spirits in human form, that they're part of the class of angels like Michael. They're warring angels. And that's that's probably the toughest, because I'm of that type of the warring angels. It's very hard because to be a warrior means you're the peacemaker. Warriors don't go around looking for a fight. They're the last ones that want war, but they're the first ones to step forward when evil and darkness are pervasive and are going to harm or hurt someone or something that they care about. So people have a misconception about warriors being fear-mongers and they like to kill and they like destruction and chaos. It's just the opposite. Warriors are the bridge makers. They're the ones who break down barriers so people can be together. They're healers. They're intuitives. They're empaths. But they're also tough. They're the kind-hearted people. They're compassionate. They're so full of compassion it gets them in trouble. But they're also the one who, when the time comes, will pick up that sword and slay the dragon to protect those they love without any fear, without any animosity, without anger or rage. It's just a job that has to be done. And so I just want to pray for the warring spirits on this planet that are trying to tell the truth. They're trying to wake humanity up. The warring spirits like myself and others right now on the planet, our job is to, by whatever means necessary, you meet people on their level. I learned that when I worked home health, and I've learned that as a nurse. I can always be myself, be funny and jovial and compassionate, but I'll give this example before. When I was doing home health, I had these little 70, 80-year-old men that couldn't wait for me to come because they always had a joke. They always had a joke to tell me, so they couldn't wait for me to get there because they were real funny and, you know, jovial. Well, I would laugh and cut up and tell a joke back. So that's how I built a rapport with them. And when you meet them on their level, that's when they'll open up and tell you they've got a bed sore, they're not taking their medicine, or, you know, they're having prostate trouble and they don't want to tell their wife. That's how you build a rapport with people. You meet them on their level to meet their needs. Conversely, I had a lady that I always use this as an example. If I called the day before, said, I'll be there at 10 o'clock. If you're 10:02, 10:05, she was standing at the door with her watch going, you're late. You're 5 minutes late. She's very, very efficient, very perfunctory. I'm not going to be telling her a joke, but I'm going to be very extremely professional with her, be very compassionate, and then she would open up and talk to me because she respected me and trusted me. So the same thing with when we're dealing, like Amelia was talking about communication, you have to realize we all have our own way of communicating. Some people it's vile. Some people it's shock. You know, the things they say are to shock other people. Some people are disrespectful. Some people are very respectful. So when you meet people on their level, that's how you're going to get communication with them. You know, otherwise you're just flashing like the moral high ground. You're being self-righteous and saying, you know, you shouldn't talk that way because that's the way I talk and that's what I consider as respect. I've met thousands and thousands of people as a nurse and in the work that I do. And the way that you're really going to communicate and get your point across, and the way we all communicate as a human being, animals are the same way. They have their own form of communication, right? Cats are different from horses. The way they communicate with body language and their personalities. So with people, we have to be smart enough and wise enough to realize to communicate with certain people, there is a shock value. That's how you get their attention. I mean, these people that are out violently protesting, that's for shock value. They're not out throwing rose petals. They're not out throwing holy water. They're not out singing songs and holding hands like we used to do in the 60s and 70s as the hippie movement, as the peace movement. They're anarchists. They're making a statement. They're using shock value to get their point across and to get attention. So with people like that, you throw rose petals at them, they're going to cream you. They're going to mow you down because that's their mindset. So if you say something that shocks them back and gets their attention, that's when they're going to look at you and maybe listen, maybe not. See, we have to realize you have to meet people on their level. You have to meet people on their level because not everyone's respectful. Not everyone is intelligent. Not everyone has wisdom, and not everyone's kind. So there's always a reason for you have to look at your motives of why we do what we do. When your motives are of the highest, sometimes you do have to go down a little low if you're going to get people's attention. And when you're trying to educate people, you can't expect them to meet you on your level. If you're a real researcher like myself, for example, I'm not the most intelligent person on the planet by any means, but I'm not stupid either. And I really have done hundreds and thousands of hours of research on politics and world events and different religions and cultures. So I realize that other people who don't know, who haven't educated themselves or studied or had the opportunity to study like I have, I'm not going to expect them to meet me on my level because I'm way over their head. It's just like I can't go to a mechanic and tell him what to do. He's way over my head. You see what I'm saying? So we have to have respect for one another, that we all come from different places with different messages. But when it comes to communication, the best way to communicate people is to get on their level, because if you're always trying to take the high road, they're going to look at you as a self-righteous bigot, and they're not going to participate. And if they don't participate, you don't have an opportunity to plant a seed. So I'm not going to sit here and judge the garden. I'm not going to sit here and judge the quality of the soil. My job as a warrior is to plant a seed. And God and that person have to do the rest. I'm there to plant an idea. I'm there to plant a thought. I'm there to challenge things that aren't truthful and to put the truth out there. What they do with it's up to them. What they do with that is up to them. But my motives are the highest. And if we walk through life, and when you go to bed at night and you know you did the best you could, it may not have been your best day you've ever had, but you know in your heart you're trying to do the right thing, the good thing, the truthful, spiritual, God-given truth, what more can you ask for in life? Because I'll say it to the day I die. I truly believe when we die that God says, or spirit creator, whatever you want to call it, says, did you do your best? And you can honestly say, I did the best I could in that moment. That's the best I could do in that moment. I think God says, come on, that's good enough. That's it. So when God knows your heart, it doesn't matter what other people think of you. when God knows your heart and you know you're trying your best, even though you may fall down on your face every time you try, if you're really doing your best, that's all we're here to do. So lighten up and quit judging yourselves. People judge themselves so harshly. You know, people hate themselves. For people to be these anarchists, to be out tearing things up and burning buildings and beating people up, they don't feel good about themselves. They don't respect themselves, because if you've ever been bullied and intimidated, you would never want to do that to another person if you like yourself. But if you're full of rage and anger because you've always been told you're worthless, you're not going to amount to anything, there's no hope, and that's the only life you know, that's when they act out in anger and rage, because they have no hope. They've not been raised in a home with love, with unconditional love. The love they were given was probably conditional. Like, if you do good, I'll love you. If you don't do good, I'm not going to love you. And so they don't know what unconditional. You can tell a person's spiritual maturity and evolution, how far evolved their spirit are, by their actions. When you see people hurting another person, doing what these people do, you have to realize this is a very lowly evolved spirit.
Hmm.
It's a low vibrational energy they're working from. Because anyone who, for one half of a second, has ever known God, whether it's through meditation or prayer or a miracle in your life, or you just had that aha moment where you felt so much love in your being that it changed you forever for whatever reason, a birth of a child or whatever it is, whenever you've experienced that oneness with God, with the universe, that true love, there's no way in the world you could go burn down a building or hurt another human being like that. You can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot do it. It would make you physically, violently ill to the thought of doing that. So when you see these people doing it, I have such compassion for them, knowing they don't know God. They're not connected to their spirit. They're not connected. They're not working through their soul. They're working through animal man. And when you're working through the ego and the brain of a human being without the spirit connection, you're an animal. Because we are two-legged animals of the Homo sapiens of the animal kingdom of the planet Earth. We have needs, instincts, desires. And it's survival of the fittest when you're living through the human brain. When you're living through just the heart, the lungs, the pancreas, the brain, the spleen, and your needs and desires, and you're not living through a compassion, a kindness, connection to God to do good, help the earth, and help other people, you're an animal. And I'm going to tell you what, The furry four-leggeds are more spiritual than these two-leggeds running around.
You're right.
Because animals only hurt each other if they're frightened, if they're threatened, or they're hungry.
Yeah.
They don't go around maiming things if they're not hungry. They're not going to go hunt and kill if they're not hungry. So human beings can be lethal. And you have to realize, when you sit back and analyze and look at these people, I've said this so many times. To me, anyone who's hurt me, that's the person I pray for the most. People who are sociopaths and psychopaths and narcissists are mentally ill, first of all. It's a true chemical imbalance in their brain. Either that's from their environment, or they're actually born with a brain defect, okay? They're never going to change. Pedophiles, sociopaths, and psychopaths cannot be rehabilitated. They're brain damaged when they're born. There's something not connected properly in their brain. They will fight it to the day they die. But people who have just had a bad upbringing, who weren't loved, they can be loved back if they find the right person in the right situation, okay? But people who have true psychopathic tendencies, you can't help them. It's just like a rabid dog. You can love that dog. You know that dog had its good points and its bad points, but it's deadly now. You see what I'm saying? So that's where we have to put wisdom and compassion together and meet people on their level, because you're not going to make an impression on an anarchist by singing Kumbaya.
Mm-mm.
They're going to mow you down. So either you don't get in their way and sing Kumbaya, or you try to meet with them on a level that you can get their attention back.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? So that's what I learned as a nurse. That's what I've learned with working with so many people throughout my life. I'm not expecting people to go to my level. I go to where they are so I can communicate with them. Yeah. I'm always myself, always. But it's kind of like that old saying, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. I'm not going to go to another person's country and expect them to accept my culture and me. I'm going there to accept them and look at them and learn something from them and their culture.
Yeah.
See, so I'm going to assimilate into their society and then go back home and say, wow, what a great trip to Italy. You know what I'm trying to say? So you're always yourself, but you have to realize there's so many different personalities. Everyone's different and unique. And the way we're going to progress as human beings is to start listening to one another. But we also have to have something worthwhile to say. And so many of these people don't have an authentic thought in their brain. They're just repeating rhetoric. They're repeating the buzzwords of the day. They've got trigger boards that set them off, or they're being paid to go loot. They're not thinking with wisdom in a way that you can communicate with them. So you have to realize there's certain groups of people, I don't care how kind, smart, religious, spiritual, funny, generous you are, I don't care if you're a healer, I don't care what you are, it's a waste of time and energy because they're not in a place that they're going to receive your message. So you have to choose. We've only got a certain amount of time in a day. So there's only a certain amount of energy in the day. Where are you going to put your time and energy? Are you going to throw it in a black hole that nothing ever comes out of it? Or are you going to give it, like, hand up to someone? You're going to give it to someone who's really got a rough time, but they just need a little help. They're not wanting you to give them. They do need some assistance. And they're going to take that, and they're going to go help someone with that. And that person, pay it forward. We all have a choice of how to spend our time and energy. And so sometimes in the kind of situation we're in, we're at war. We have groups of people that have declared war on the world, not just America, on the world. We are at war. So you have to realize you have to be able to differentiate between foe and enemy, and you can't between friend and enemy, and you can't feel guilty about that.
That's right.
I mean, if we had a peaceful world, you would have that luxury. We do not have the luxury of being able to say kumbaya right now, not in the midst of a war.
Mm-mm.
You can say kumbaya when the war's over.
It's true.
But when you're in the midst of a war for your life, that's not a luxury that you have. You can pray it. You can say it and sing it to yourself. But if you think you're going to go in front of a group of anarchists and change them, you're sadly mistaken. You're living in denial and a little naive. So we have to understand warriors come here to change the world, and they want to be a peaceful warrior. Our goal, every human being's goal, is for peace, but that is not what reality is right now. So you have to take the cards that are dealt with, that are dealt to you, and you have to make the best you can with that hand, right?
Yeah.
Like a poker game, you know? You can only ask for a new card every so often, and you got to call. So we have to live in the real world and reality and know not everything's perfect and rosy, and it's not going to be. There's never going to be perfection on earth. There's never going to be utopia. That's a dream. That's an illusion. And so we have to do the best that we can with every person we meet. We have to do the best we can with our own lives, and it's the ripple effect. Knowing that we're all connected, that's great. But when you're working, I'm just putting a disclaimer out there, when you're working with these dark forces and all of these people who spit vile, horrible things to one another and start really hating and wanting to kill people and threatening people and all these things, you have to realize that's a low vibrational energy. Now, you have a choice. If you're not a warrior angel, a warrior spirit, a lot of people just walk away and say, oh, well, that's that. Okay? I do that sometimes, and sometimes I don't, because sometimes I have a flash of knowing that when I say something, you've got lots of other people, like on Facebook. When you say, make a comment, you're not just making it to one person.
Mm-hmm.
They can have 3 or 5 or 1,000 people reading your comment. So that's what I do. When people put challenging things out there, I'm going to challenge them back with facts, because whether that person is going to argue back and forth or not is not my ultimate goal. That's just one human. I'm looking at all the people that can be reading, and someone's going to read that and go, oh, I never heard that. Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, my gosh. Maybe the light bulb will go off, and they'll go, I never thought about that. Oh, my gosh. I'm looking to plant those seeds for the people who are going to read that and go, let me go look up this Bilderberg group. What the heck's the Bilderbergs, or what's the Trilateral Commission, or what's the Khazarian Mafia? I never heard of this. That's how you plant seeds. That's how you change a society, and that's how you help the world. You give knowledge, because you never know who's going to read something. I say this all the time to Amelia. Amelia put a post one day in River Spirit Messages. It was the leader of the Communist Party of America in 1944 in Madison Square Garden, and the post with his quote was, we are going to take America. do not ever, I'm paraphrasing, do not doubt that we will take America. But see, we just came out of World War II with communism with the Nazis, okay? So communism was the horrible C word back then, right? So the
right.
guys, we're going to use different words, though, because Americans don't like to hear the word communism and socialism. That's not pleasing to their ears. So we're going to use nice-sounding words like liberalism and progressivism and the Democrats, democracy. We're going to use those words because they sound better. But never fear, we will take this country. And when Amelia put that post up there, I mean, I was born in 56, so Joe McCarthy and all that, I didn't really, I mean, I heard of it, I knew kind of what that was about, but we were into Vietnam and that kind of stuff by the time I was a teenager and going to college and all that sort of stuff. So I really didn't have that much knowledge about communism. I mean, I did know about it, but not in depth. So when she put that one post on there, that changed my life. That totally opened myself to a whole new world of knowledge that I had never even thought to inquire about. And it has changed my world. Every day I'm learning something new about how many communists are in our government. You know, we've got communists all throughout the world. Because communism, it got to the point people rolled their eyes like, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. You're using the C word, the communist word. Well, guess what? They never went away.
They didn't.
They are here, and they're trying to take our country right now. They're trying to take over the entire world. So I have no fear of using the word communism. I know I'll forget, about a year and a half ago, I started using that word on Facebook. And this one Facebook friend from Britain, she wrote there, she says, you really shouldn't say that word. You shouldn't be calling people. That's an inflammatory, defamatory comment. I said, actually, that's not anything but a descriptive word. And there's many people that are proud to say they're communist.
Right.
They're proud of it. So the context of what I'm using this is not criticizing this person whatsoever. This person probably takes that as a compliment. Well, have you seen it now, how many people are talking about communism? Back then, you just didn't even say that word out loud. It wasn't politically correct a year and a half ago. It's everywhere. People in mainstream media are saying communism now because that's truth and it's a fact. It's not a conspiracy theory. So this is what I'm saying. Just like Amelia said with that prayer of how to speak with one another with respect, yes, compassion, yes. But that post she put on there changed my life. So when I make my comments and when I make posts on Facebook, you never know what person is going to be awakened to something they did not know, just like I was. You know what I'm trying to say? So never let your voice be stopped. Never, ever let someone intimidate you to where you can't express yourself. Never.
Yeah.
But make sure you are wise to know what you're talking about. Because we're either building something up or we're tearing something down. And when you're given false information or you're spreading lies or gossip or just being nasty just for nastiness' sake, that's going to lower the vibration of everything around you. But when you're given knowledge and truth, and facts are not always pretty. You know, if the doctor calls you up and says you've got cancer, that's a fact. That's not a pretty diagnosis to have. You know, the truth is not always pretty. It doesn't have a little pink bow with a little fairy dust on it. But if you can get the word out, the more people you can touch, even if it makes them angry. Sometimes I've had people on here on Facebook that when I wrote something, they got really angry and they said something back and I said something back. We get in this stupid little argument, right? But I'm always putting a fact in there. And, you know, then you'll see later they're quoting that fact on their like a few days later, they're saying that same thing to other people. So, see, their anger made them go look up what you said and they realized, oh, my gosh. You see what I'm saying? I have actually seen that. That they argued with me, but then they went and Googled it or whatever, and then a few days later, they're quoting what I said to them, to other people. That's not an ego thing. That's just how you get the word of the truth out there to people. You understand? So it's just, we want to love each other. That's our soul. We do love each other. But we just have to realize there's many different forms of communication. Everyone has their own way of doing it. And when you're doing it with wisdom and you're doing it with the objective of not being on an ego trip to say you're right and they're wrong, you're trying to give the truth and you're trying to spread knowledge, which will help mankind, don't shut your mouth. When you know something is a fact and it's true and you've double-checked it and triple-checked it and it's going to help people see the truth of the world, if you're not a warrior, don't worry about it. But if you're the personality that wants to tell the truth and get out there and really plant seeds, do it. Don't let someone tell you to shut your mouth. You know what I'm saying? Don't let your friends intimidate you. Don't let your family members put you down. Don't let anyone shut you up. You came here with the mouth. God gave you the voice. Use it. That's what I say. Do we have any other prayers, Amelia, in the chat room or anywhere else?
Not at current time.
Well, okay, I tell you what, Nabula, you have any more prayers? I'd like to go back with you. Are you there? She might have muted us. Okay, Amelia, you have any other prayers? I think we've only got about 5 minutes left. I can't read that. I can't even see the clock anymore with my eyes. Is that 5 or 8 minutes? 8 minutes? Okay. It doesn't matter. We can stop whenever if no one has any more prayers. Do you have any more prayers, Amelia?
No, I don't at this time.
Okay, let me see. I just want to pray for our planet. I want to keep healing this shield around our planet that's still damaged. We still have increased radiation coming into the earth right now, which is damaging people and plants and animals. So I just want to pray, please, for a protective shield around the planet. Just please help protect this planet. Thank you. Thank you. I'd like to pray for all of our Jackies. We've got 3 or 4 Jackies, including one in the chat that usually call in. They all have different issues. One Jackie has her 3 daughters and her neck surgery. Another Jackie has a lot of family members that she prays for her children, and she has, I don't know if she's a social worker or what she does, but she prays for the children that she works with all the time. And our other Jackie has lost close friends and family, so I'd just like to put prayers for all of them out there. Also for Christina. We have a friend, Christina. She lost her brother, Andrew, not too long ago, I think 2 weeks ago now. And so I'd please pray for, like Amelia said earlier, the grief and the peace and the comfort. There's a lot of people that are in a lot of pain right now, so if we could pray for all of them. I already prayed for Lisa and Evie. I'm just going to put everybody together, and if we could pray for Evie to have continued success with her relationship with her husband, that would be great. So thank you. Thank you all. I'd also like to pray for my brother Robert. Excuse me, my sister Polly. Just the kindest people, and they've got a lot going on, and so I just please pray that they get some good sleep and they can relax when they need to relax and they have the energy to go when they need to go, and just send them some really good energy. Please. Thank you. Oh, my sister Polly has asthma, and her asthma's been acting up, so if we could send her healing energy for her lungs and everything, I'd appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you all very, very much. Anyone else have a prayer request?
No,
yeah. Everybody's good?
Yeah.
Oh, I just want to pray for President Trump and his family and Vice President Pence and his family and all of their staff and their cabinet and everyone who's working with them so diligently. I just please pray for protection. There's so much hatred and animosity and threats being given. Our country's never seen this kind of anarchy before. It's just unprecedented. And so if we could pray for their protection, I would truly appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you all so much. I do have another prayer. I just have prayer after prayer here, but Actually, I know. Forgive me. I can't help it. All these things are coming to
no
my
problem.
Mind. I appreciate it. But in the next week or two, there's an asteroid or comet that's coming close to the Earth. It's not going to hit the Earth. Don't get me wrong. But there are asteroids that are traveling along behind it. And, of course, there's always people who say we're going to die, the Earth's going to get hit, blah, 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 blah. There's a scientist in Russia that's trying to warn everyone. There's a French astronaut that was trying to warn everyone. So let's just please pray, because this is supposed to happen around, I can't remember, the 7th, 11th, or the 16th of February. It's in the next 2 weeks. We can just put up a prayer of protection that all these little space critters, all the asteroids and meteors and the comet, just mind their own business and just totally miss us. I'd appreciate that. We got some really high-level people warning about it, so if we could just pray that nothing happens, that would be great. Thank you. Thank you. I just want to thank everyone for the prayers for me personally. A few weeks ago, my legs were hurting so badly, and they don't hurt anymore. My knees hurt, but my legs have totally, after everyone prayed for me that Sunday night, I just had a little, actually my bones and my upper legs started hurting, but that didn't last even but a day, maybe. So I want to thank everyone for the prayers of healing, because the power of prayer is so, if people could see how strong that energy is when we're sitting here in a circle praying like this, because I feel like we're in a circle praying. When you see the energy and you feel the energy with these prayers, it's very humbling. When you're sitting here going to pray for a stranger that you don't even know, that shows your motives, your heart, your soul, your connection to God, to be praying for strangers and all their prayer requests. Do you know how powerful that is? Because, like I say all the time, there's no energy ever created more powerful than love. And energy cannot be destroyed. No energy can ever be destroyed. There's nothing that can destroy. And love is the most powerful energy. And that's what we're doing. We come together on Sunday nights like this. You know, people pop in and out. Some people come every week, whatever. This is so incredibly powerful, spiritually and physically. If you could see the energy, it'll put you to your knees. And so I just want to say thank you to everyone who does this. Whether you call once or you call every week, doesn't matter. The fact that your heart and your spirit are communing with us and with spirit to try to help other people, what more can you do for your brothers and sisters on this planet? What more can we really do? Your thoughts and intentions of your motivations are so strong. And when we come together with strong intentions like this, we're not doing anything but creating a beautiful, beautiful energy that ripples throughout the universe. So just remember that your thoughts, when you think a thought, you've given energy to something. You've created an idea in your head. But when you speak it, that powerful energy created with the spoken word, it's never dissipated. You can't take it back. So if you say damn, or you say hell, or you say love, or you say God, there's a vibration to every word we say. And that vibration can never be destroyed. So we need to think about that and realize how powerful our thoughts and our words are to everyone, ourselves and everyone around us. So we've only got a few seconds left. Amelia, thank you so much for being here. Thank you, Nabori. Thank you, everyone in the chat, everyone who called in. I want to thank you. Hopefully we're here every Sunday. You can go into the chat if you don't want to get on the phone and put your chat request in for a prayer, and we're here for each other. And just realize I'm going to be praying for everyone we talked about during the week. It's not just tonight for an hour and a half. This is an ongoing thing. So love you all. Y'all have a great, great week. Love each other. And don't ever forget this. You are loved. You are loved. Thank you, everybody. Good night.
The beef and the children.